Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Will you look at that? Will you look at that? He's on time. Nino is on time. What was I saying, folks? Purple rain. Ow. Yeah. Just like I said, a little bit of red, a little bit of blue, a little bit of red, sprinkle some blue. Here's some red over here. So there's some blue over here. Just like I said, they're clever, folks. They're very clever. And people are like, well, who's they? Who's they? The globalist. Hello? Do you see it now? And expect them to start drowning out Trump, like not even covering him anymore, and elevating DeSantis. Why? Because globalists play both sides, folks. Both sides. And a lot of you are like, well, hey, at least Beto lost in Texas. Because they already got their guy in place, folks. They got the guy. They got the illusion that we got a red guy. We got a fucking rhino in Texas. Abbott's a rhino. I voted for Abbott because why? Because Beto would have been much worse, but at least, you know, almost like if Beto won, at least I know what I would have been getting. And let me say something about Beto. Beto. He's an attention whore. He's from my hometown. I remember back in the 90s, he used to go on some shitty fucking TV show, local TV show here, public access, whatever, and pretend he was a rock star and jump. It sounded like a bunch of fucking trash cans banging together. He needs attention. He thrives on attention, and he will run again because he needs the attention. I don't even think he really cares if he wins. He just needs the attention. Folks, you can Venmo me D-Rod1977, D-Rod1977. When the lights go out, thank you, Texas Nurse. When the lights go out on Amazon, and my mama's book, The Mexican Mix. See? Let me knock these out, folks. Let me knock these out real quick. Noble Gold, I think you guys are realizing now you need gold. Did you know Noble Gold's team of precious metal experts have helped thousands of worried investors like you to build and preserve wealth through tough times like these? And it's going to get tougher. Find out why gold, silver, and IRAs are the answer to inflation and financial contagion. Talk to a personnel precious metals expert today. Oh, and this month they're giving away a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA above $20,000. So you can't go wrong with Noble Gold, folks. I use them. That's who I go with, Noble Gold. Call them now, 877-646-5347, or find out more at NobleGoldInvestments.com. Kind of weird that I have to take my glasses off to read, right? Kind of backwards. It helps, like, to look at the screen. But I think my eyesight got better. I really do. When I stopped drinking, my eyesight got better. And you know what's really weird? When I stopped drinking, have you ever seen that movie, They Live, where like he puts on those glasses and he can see like the demons or like the reptilians that are behind? I swear to you, that's how clear I'm seeing shit now. And one of those demons that I see is DeSantis. Totally plain as day. I know I'm pissing off a lot of people right now. I'm seeing a lot of people like Cernovich, jumping on the Ron DeSantis bandwagon, throwing Trump under the bus. A lot of people picking lanes right now. I see you. I don't care if my audience doesn't see you. I fucking see you. Folks, I was 36-0 as a heavyweight champ. Part of that came from me being able to psychoanalyze and just looking at a motherfucker and dissecting him in an instant to know how to beat him. That's still with me. And that's still with me. It didn't go away. I can look at a bitch and be like, ah, I know where that person's coming from. Spotify is Nino's Corner. Nino's Corner is Spotify. Spotify is Nino's Corner. Telegram is Nino's Corner. Go to my Telegram. I'm always putting updates. Getter, Nino's Corner. Rumble, Nino's Corner. Truth Social, David Rodriguez Boxer. My Instagram, if you ever want to see me put some photos up, is David Nino Rodriguez Boxer. Twitter, Nino Boxer. And being right there, Patriot Wear. Can you guys tell I'm tired today? Patriot Wear right there. There. There's Patriot Wear. PatriotWear.com. PatriotWear.com. I got this hat. This is my hat. That's up there right now at PatriotWear.com. Get yourself some gear. Folks, I'm not going to beat around the bush. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to tell you the way it is. Right now, I got Derek Johnson on ninoscorner.tv talking about military. Very convincing. Very, very convincing. I put everyone up there. I mean, I believe the kid. I think he really believes in what he's saying. But I hear crickets right now. What's going on? We all want to know what's going on. There's nothing going on. I just talked to Juan right now. Juan's going to come on for an update. Give us the lay of the land. I got Kathy O'Brien coming on. I'm going to put her on probably tonight. I got the Ghost coming on again. I got Dr. Artis coming on. So I got a big lineup on ninoscorner.tv, which is the only place you should get your news. Look what Fox is doing to you. Watch Fox jump on the bandwagon of DeSantis and never cover Trump anymore. They're not going to cover him anymore, folks. They're going to drown him out and raise DeSantis. Raise him up. You know, I knew something was up when I was watching Laura Ingraham or whatever her name is and all them. I think she was one of them. She may not have been here, but it was one of the female anchors wearing a purple ribbon. And I was like, why? What's the word I'm looking for? I think I'm suffering from brain damage. Anyway, I knew. It was a sign to me, whether you want to believe it or not, purple wave. Purple fucking wave. And whether that meant anything or not, it's what clicked in my brain. It's what made me click in my brain. So now the country is shocked, rocked, and divided. It's shocked and divided. And here we go, folks. And I'm going to go into this. I'm going to give you a little spill on how I feel about all of this. What's the definition of insanity? The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over again, expecting different results. That's how you should feel right now. That's how you should be feeling right about now. You got nothing, and nothing happened. Sure, we got some of our guys in, just like I said we would, but they got a lot of theirs in too. So are you leading me to believe, am I supposed to believe, that a massive red wave was coming in, and then, at the same time, a blue huge wave just decided to come in as well and come together in this purple wave and crash through America? And we got a Republican here, we got a Democrat there. We got a Republican here, we got a Republican, we got a Democrat over there, a Republican over there, and one over there. Bullshit! Bullshit! Not mathematically possible. Doesn't happen that way. It doesn't happen that way. It doesn't happen that way. Does it? But okay. Let's go with it. Something needs to happen, folks, and I'm going to tell you right now. The problem Trump is going to have with 24, we don't got it. I'm going to tell you that right now, we don't have it. Something needs to happen because we don't have it. We don't have it. I don't give a fuck who sits there and goes, bitch, boom, rah, rah, Trump, yes. I don't care. In one ear, out the other. Because what I see happening, what I see happening is the rise of DeSantis. And they're going to drown Trump out. Remember, the same hand controls both sides. It's like a compulsive gambler, you know, and I was one of them. I'm an addict. I talk about my drinking days. I quit drinking. I quit doing all of it. Gambling was a big one for me. The house always wins. You may go win. You may go win $5, $10, $15, $20, $50, $100,000 one night and feel on top of your game like, man, I just got luck on my side. And if that happens to you, that's the worst thing that can happen to you because you think to yourself, wow, I got that. I can always win. I can always win. You always go back. You always go back to win. And the house takes chunks out of you, chunks out of you, chunks out of you. Beats you into submission. Then you look around and you're broke. The house won because you kept going back. That's what we're doing. And it's what we're doing. So my nightmare happened. What I was dreading that would happen, happened. So it's about where do we go from here? Where do we go from here? Where does America go from here? Because I'm going to tell you, folks, it's been bought and sold. It's been bought and sold. I didn't see any intervention. Nothing happened. Lights didn't go out. None of that shit. What I saw was a purple wave, and everyone got fucked. Fucked real good. So they kept their people in the right places, the important ones. They did a little switcheroo here where they could afford it. You're telling me Fetterman won? Sure. Sure. Okay. Oh, boy. This is a spiritual war, and that's the most important message I'm going to leave today. Folks, I'm taking off Friday, and I'm going to take off Monday because I need to get my head right. I need to get my head right. I've been doing it. I've been at this 2, 3, 4 interviews a day and morning shows. I'm tired. But this is a spiritual, but I'm not giving up. I'm not giving up. I'm taking a break. I'm taking a small break. I'll still be uploading to ninoscorner.tv. 100%. But let me just tell you how this spiritual war is meant to beat us into exhaustion. And honestly, God only wants his toughest warriors. The true tested, battle tested, real motherfuckers. The rest are sheep. The rest are sheep. They're all going to fall by the wayside. Or they're going to switch to DeSantis. They're going to go Democrat. Whatever. Sheep. The true warriors need to stay in this fight. True warriors. The ones that are battle tested, folks. The ones that have grit, salt of the earth type men and women. So this fifth dimension, this spiritual war is manifesting in the third dimension completely on all battlefronts. We got the entertainment industry. Kanye West is battling the entertainment industry. That's going down in flames. That's a war in itself right there. Aaron Carter just dies. I don't know what happened with that guy, but he's dead. We got, and folks, that's the reason celebrities don't come out. They're scared shitless. That's why I give credit where credit is due to Kanye West, 100%. He's taking on the whole, that part of the establishment, one of the tentacles right there, that guy is going to war for God. Then you got the medical tyranny. We know what we're dealing with that. This, right? We know what they're doing with that. We're battling that front too. So that's the healthcare. We're battling that battlefront as well. So that's a war right there in itself. The spiritual war that's happening right now is manifesting on all parts of the third dimension. You got the immigration, sex trafficking, cartels. That's all happening at the southern border. That's a war that's manifesting on the third dimension. That's happening. We got international war, a war that putting our little fucking dirty nose in there, aren't we? That's happening. And anybody else who doesn't, and NATO and just about everybody else who doesn't comply, they're getting involved. It's international. So now that's materializing in the third dimension. We got Iran, Jerusalem. Folks, that's materializing. This is coming from the spiritual realm down. Understand this. It's not just accidental. This is not just like, oh, all this is heating up everywhere. I wonder why. The Bible has talked about this. The Bible has talked about this, folks. Like I've said before, I used to consider myself an, when I first started the awakening, I was like, man, I'm so awake. I know extraterrestrials are out there. I was looking at planets. I was looking at this and going away, veering away from the Bible. And I did, and that, and this is what I found out I'm doing. I'm right back at the Bible. Right back. Bing. I'm right back. And I veered off. I sure did veer off. I even considered myself an atheist at one point. So I understand the liberal mindset. The social justice wars, you got BLM, you got Jews, Antifa, Proud Boys, conservatives, white supremacists, LGBTQ, all the subgroups fighting with each other. I'm right. You're right. I'm right. Okay. It's bullshit. It's bullshit. That's happening. All of this is coming from the spiritual. And guess where you're not looking? The instigators. Who's creating all this? Who's starting all this? Who's dictating all this? And what tool are they using? The mainstream media, folks. That's public enemy number one. Yes, Fox News. Yes, CNN. You got Cernovich jumping on the DeSantis bandwagon. You got Rogan jumping on the DeSantis bandwagon. People you never thought, man. Games. This is for it. This is for all the marbles. This game's for all the marbles. I don't think you understand all of it. Our souls are in jeopardy. Do I sound like a preacher? Church is in service. Oh, yeah, baby. I know I'm very unpopular with a lot of other hosts out there. You know, there's a lot of people out there that I ask to come on my show that are conservative that will not come on my show. They avoid me. They avoid me. It's pretty eye-opening. Pretty eye-opening. I'm not going to mention any names, but they don't like that I tell it the way it is. I don't know. Luckily, I can carry a show by myself.
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
So Katie Hobbs, acting as Secretary of State, is the one helping to count the ballots. That seems totally legit to me. That makes sense. It makes sense because basically, so you're telling me like the bank robbers can dress up as police officers and then go back into the bank and investigate the crime. That's what you're telling me right here? Okay, makes sense to me. But you all will get out. If nothing happens, you all are still going to go out and vote in 24 and then make your voice heard. Even with this shit, even from with 2020 and now, you're going to forget. You're going to forget. Like a goldfish. What is the memory of a goldfish? Like 30 seconds? I noticed my viewership's dropping. I guess I'm being too negative. Negative Nancy. Brazilian leaders and military purportedly planning to release evidence of a corrupted election within a week in Brazil. So The military is going to step in and do audits. So here's the election takeaways, folks. No sweep for the Republicans after all. 4 weeks, Republicans predicted a red wave would carry them to power in Congress as voters repudiated majority Democrats for failing to tame skyrocketing inflation and address worries about rising crime. But the Democrats like that. They like rising crime and inflation, I guess. They're all for it, I guess. Does that make sense to you guys? I doubt it. But we'll go with what they're saying. Many Democratic incumbents proved surprisingly resilient, outperforming their party's own expectations. Meanwhile, Democrat John Fetterman won an open Senate seat currently held by the GOP. Oh, wow, an upset. While the other key races that will determine control of the chamber remain too early to call. When you wake up tomorrow, we will be in the majority and Nancy Pelosi will be in the minority. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy predicted early Wednesday. He might be right, but it appeared that likely Republican gains would come in on far less favorable terms than anticipated. So Fox News comes out and says, this is an absolute disaster for the Republican Party as midterm results roll in. Conservative Washington Post columnist Mark Thiessen was quite displeased during a discussion about the midterm election and as the results rolled in. Republicans hoped a red wave would sweep into power and then with clear majorities. Instead, the party seemed poised to barely retake the House while failing to recapture the Senate. Of course. Would you expect anything else? Purple wave. Fox News anchor Brett Baer asked, Thiessen, about Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman defeat of Mehmet Oz. I didn't trust Mehmet Oz anyway, be honest. He's part of the World Economic Forum, so whatever. Thus looping a seat as Republican Senator Pat Toomey declined to run for re-election. Fetterman suffered a stroke in May and has been gradually recovering since. His victory could end up being the difference in which party controls the Senate. Of course, they needed him in there. See, folks, give you a little bit of what you want. They get a little bit of what they want. Still holding power. I mean, how many of these Republicans are rhinos? Probably 85% of them. So Ron DeSantis shows he's the future of the GOP. And this is what's coming out. So an old proverb says that the dogs bark, but the caravan goes on. In an updated version, Donald Trump plays the noisy dog as Ron DeSantis marches to victory. So they're lifting up DeSantis and pushing down Trump. Remember I said they're going to drown out Trump. They're going to start drowning out Trump. That's why, folks, this has to go a different direction. If it does, I'm going to have Juanito on probably later on tonight to discuss this. I have Derek Johnson on Nino's Corner right now. But folks, here we are. You should be very frustrated and very pissed off right now about what just happened last night. But I will say this, folks. Credit where credit is due. I expected this. I said purple wave. I totally expected this. Now, where we go from here, let's see. The truth rises to the top, folks. The truth will rise. So now we are in that zone where the truth has to rise. It has to happen. We're going to know where this goes in the next coming weeks and months. And we're going to know a lot about this letter. Am I wrong here? Let's see. Time to shit or get off the pot, as they say. The Florida governor won a smashing blowout Tuesday by routing Democrat Charlie Crist by nearly 19 points, a margin that no poll predicted. He followed that with a speech that was both a celebration and skillfully worded test of national themes, as he declared, Florida is where woke goes to die. So you all can get on the DeSantis bus if you want. I'm not. Not even close. I see this a mile away. I saw this. I've said this a year ago, what they're going to be doing. They're going to elevate this guy, and they're going to drown out Trump. Then here's some shit propaganda on Trump. Thank me if Republicans win. Don't blame me if they lose. So this is a liberal syndicate that I got this from. In an interview Tuesday evening, former President Donald Trump said that Republicans he endorsed do well. He should get all the credit. But if those candidates lose, he should not be blamed at all. The serial fraudster, listen to how they word this. The serial fraudster and inciter of riots complained that he always seems to be the one who takes the heat if things go awry for Republicans. Usually what would happen is when they do well, I won't be given any credit. And if they do badly, they will blame everything on me. Though Trump may complain, he was still enjoying playing kingmaker for the party, inviting candidates across the country to beg in his favor. In many cases, I told people to run, and they ran, and they turned out to be very good candidates, Trump said. If Republicans do suffer losses this election, Trump does deserve some of the blame. On Monday, he declared he may announce his 2024 bid for president as soon as November 15th. He is self-obsessed enough to flirt with a presidential announcement in the lead-up to the midterm election that is already meant to be a slam dunk for Republicans. He's spending time at candidate rallies testing new nicknames for possible primary opponents, including Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. They're coming into the Red Party, folks. They're coming into the Republican Party, and they're splitting it up. They're going to rise DeSantis and smother Trump. Telling you. It is so obvious. It's so obvious to see. How do you guys like the t-shirt? Yeah. Find your God courage. I know a lot of us could use that right now. I'm with you. And folks, if you notice, I skirt around my words on here because, well, it's YouTube. I'm going to read something from an analyst. Analyst Martin Armstrong has warned that there may not be an election in 24 and that the United States will not exist after 2032 due to massive societal upheaval and financial collapse. Revealing that he has received emails from people in Canada saying they had been delivering voting ballots for Pennsylvania, Armstrong is predicting utter chaos, warning that the midterm results will not be accepted by one side. Armstrong says Trump won't be able to run in 2024 because there probably won't be an election due to a total loss of confidence in the system. This is a worldwide effort, he said. They had to get rid of Trump. The other one who stood in their way is Bolsonaro. Yeah, I guess a guy in Brazil. Then there is Putin in Russia and Xi Jinping, China. I think you're going to have historians look back at this 50 years from now, and they will call this period the climate change wars. They are trying to take down as much oil energy capacity as possible. The United States will not exist after 2032. After 2028 and 2029, we're going to have to redesign a government from scratch. America is being destroyed. That's what's coming, folks. This is a coordinated takedown of our great country. And it's a lot of smoke and mirrors, a lot of division. And that's what's happening right now. Don't look at this hand type of thing. Well, this one does all the bad shit or whatever. It's bad, folks. That's where we're at right now. So there's more outcomes to come today. I'll be watching carefully. But just what I said, folks, purple wave. Ah, oh, yeah. So Kerry Lake and the RNC will sue Maricopa County after hiccups at Arizona voting locations. Bye-bye, U.S. dollar. Saudi Arabia officially joins BRICS. 1974 U.S. dollar became petrodollar day after Biden pulled out of Afghanistan. Saudis began negotiations with Russia, China, Saudi officially joins BRICS. U.S. money is toast. Buy gold, silver, and Bitcoin. Biden crime family destroying America. And it's sad. So get gold and silver, folks. Go to Noble Gold. I did the script reading before the broadcast. Go to Noble Gold. It's in the description box below. Evelyn de Rothschild, London head of banking system, banking dynasty, is dead at 91. Later. No one's going to miss you. Oh, boy. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau becomes first world leader to appear on Drag Race Watch. So, Razor, start your engines. And may the best world leader win. In a new trailer for the forthcoming inaugural season of Canada's Drag Race, Canada vs. the World, fans of the franchise got a sneak peek of the upcoming competition and just a few of the special guests set to appear on the show. One of them just so happened to be the Right Honorable Justin Trudeau, Prime Minister of Canada. So this marks the first time in history of the RuPaul's Drag franchise where a world leader has been featured as a guest star on the show. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi appeared on the latest installment of RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars, where she implored viewers and the contestants to vote in the midterm elections. The new trailer also unveils a bevy of other guest stars set to appear on the show. Canada's Drag Race, Canada vs. the World, will feature guest judges including Angelique, Gary Jeanette, Hollywood Jade, and even past winners from the franchise. So, Justin Trudeau's out there at the Drag Race. Boy. Let's get to what the fuck news, folks. What the fuck news. And like I said, folks, I'm taking off Friday and Monday. I'm out. I'm taking time off for myself. In what the fuck news, U.S. National Park Service warns people to stop licking toad that causes hallucinations. So, the U.S. National Park Service is warning people to stop licking toads in the wild due to their gland-secreting psychedelic substance that can create a hallucinogenic experience. National Park Service warns people against licking the toad. In a Facebook post, the National Park Service, NPS, urged people to refrain from licking the Sonoran Desert Toad. The agency said the creature is far from harmless as it contains a potent toxin that can make people sick if they touch it or get the poison in their mouth. These toads have prominent paratoid glands that secrete a potent toxin. It can make you sick if you handle the frog or get the poison in your mouth, the National Park Service advised. As we say with most things you could come across in the national park, whether it be a banana slug, unfamiliar mushroom, or a large toad with glowing eyes in the dead of night, please refrain from licking the toad. Licking or swallowing can lead to numbness of the mouth and throat, as well as severe and life-threatening effects on the heart. That's what I tell my girlfriend. No, just kidding. As a result of the digoxin-like compounds, described above the agency words, toad toxins secretion contain powerful hallucinogenic. Despite the risk, some people have discovered that the toad's toxin secretions contain a powerful hallucinogenic known as 5-MeO-DMT. This is powerful shit. Like I've said before, I've done plant medicine. I've done DMT. I've heard 5-MeO-DMT is like the most powerful, is what I'm hearing. Piqued my interest. Maybe I'll go start licking some frogs. I don't know. If I get crazy enough, maybe I will. Maybe I'll go get a cabin in the woods and start licking toads. Maybe that's what my life would amount to. Maybe that's what's going to happen. Maybe I'm going to blow a gasket on YouTube, go so fucking crazy that I just get a cabin in the woods and I start licking frogs. I don't know. Maybe. Fuck. This is what it's doing to me, folks. This is what this is doing to me. This is what's happening to me. You're watching it live on YouTube. I'm going fucking nuts. Thanks. This is what happens when you're sober. Can a man get a drink? I don't know. Fuck. I didn't know it was going to take a toll on me like this, but it is. Oh. Well, all I can say is stay diligent, amigos, amigas. I'll be back on Wednesday. Maybe Monday, but most likely Wednesday. I'll be uploading to ninoscorner.tv. Let's see what happens from here, folks. This is when the true test is right now. Let's see what happens from here on. I'll have Juano Saban on probably this evening, if not this evening, tomorrow. I have Derek Johnson up there right now on ninoscorner.tv. Let's see. The proof is in the pudding, isn't it, folks? Let's see if everything we've been hearing and everybody I've been interviewing, if any of this comes to pass. Because I'm going to tell you right now, folks, we don't got 2024. We don't got it. I'm just plain as day going to tell you that we don't got it. Not after this shit show and the last one. We don't got it. Keep going to the house casino and giving them all your money, folks. What's the definition of insanity? Keep doing the same fucking thing, getting a different result. I'm out of here.